And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the man, Mr. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and also, Captain Frank Lopresti is joining us via phone for a great show talking about taking kids fishing. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, everyone. James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest-lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36-volt, and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norselithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K-Lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun day today is going to be, man.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be super fun. And good morning, Mike Lum.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, and good morning, Captain Frank Lopresti.
Well, good morning, Rick, Pete, Mike. Hope you guys are doing well.
Doing great. Having some enjoyable weather down here in beautiful San. It's spring has sprung. It is the first official Let's Talk Hookup show of spring. And I guess there's some fishing going on, right, Frank?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Please. I said, I guess it's spring now, and there's some good spring fishing going on.
Well, you know, Aliar had to cancel his trip because we didn't get any warranty on those engines, and we're supposed to get it this week, so we didn't dare run without our warranty on our new engines.
Oh.
But from what I hear, there's bluefin within range. I know there's a plane flying today. We'll surely have an update today. Other than that, Jonathan is fishing Hurricane Bank and scratching away on some wahoo and some tuna, and that's pretty much it, okay?
Okay, well, that's, you know, and I know, Ricky, you said there was some local yellowtail happening. I know the San Diego went over the islands and caught a few, and some local fishing too, right, Ricky?
Yeah, I mean, there was some... you know, La Jolla did what La Jolla does, and we had some consistent weather and some fish to go along with it, and it was great. There was yo-yo jig fish and some surface iron fish, and guys caught them trolling Rapalas, so it was just great to see some, you know, it was great to see it doing what it's supposed to do. It's springtime now, officially, and the weather was right for a couple of days in a row, and just like everybody says, it takes some consistency in weather, and we got that, and there was some fish biting because of it.
Beautiful weather.
Love it, yeah. Some really nice ones, too.
Yeah. Yeah, with that spring.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens on the San Diego today over at the Coronados.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. Well, Captain Mike, Captain Frank and Captain Mike are here. Mostly we're talking about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And, Mike, this is kind of a big moment for Captain Rollo's. Of course, PCS show was fantastic for Rollo, raised a lot of money to take a lot of kids fishing, right?
Yeah, we were so, so excited to see the PCS show develop like it has. And this was by far the most successful show we've had for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. And just want to thank everybody that came out and supported it and came stopped by the booth and donated money. And, of course, all the vendors that helped us make it all possible. It is it's a very, very big part of our annual budget, and we're very thankful for Bill and Mike there at the PCS show to allow us to be there and help us maximize our opportunity. So thanks, everybody, for that.
We got to go on Saturday. Dallas brought the boys up, and we got to do a little family cruise. And the booth was popping. The wheel was spinning, and the energy was really high, and it was just really cool to see. And I learned very quickly. I've joked about it that now having Wyatt at the shows, like I have to go on every single boat and open every single hatch and honk every horn. But the other thing we've learned is we have to spin every wheel. And there was certainly no going by the Rollo booth, especially with as fun as everybody made it and the high energy. And yeah, we had our wheel stops.
Well, we appreciate that, and we do enjoy seeing the kids come by and, you know, watching them grow up, because we've been doing it for so many years now. Had kids that were 5 years old when they first came up and won a tackle box or whatever it was they won. We see them now as almost adults, right? And they come around and you wonder, it won't be long, they'll have their kids there spinning the wheel. So that wheel's been around a long time now.
Hey, Frank, what's it like for you to see basically, when you started Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, what's it like to see it become what it is today?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic, Pete, to see it grow like it has. And I, you know, before I go much further, probably one of the biggest reasons we've been so successful is Mike Lum and Tim Baker. They have done an amazing job. And, of course, Howard Coolidge. I can go on with names. I'll even mention Harold Davis, you know. And there's so many volunteers that have done a great job. And, you know, so many, as Mike put it, so many vendors that have contributed and made it work. So it's just amazing to see these kids come fishing. There's nothing better, in my opinion, and to get these kids out fishing is opening a new world for them, and many of them have never experienced anything like that, and the best part is seeing them come back a week later or 2 weeks later, and it's just really a thrilling feeling to see these kids having a great time.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to say some reality here of having a 501c3 charitable organization that raises money here. Our organization, Rollo, has very few paid employees. So I'm going to say a huge, like a giant majority of the money, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's got to be way over like 90%+ of that money.
At least 95%.
95% goes right to the kids. I mean,
awesome.
You know, Frank, you, myself, Steve Pinard, who does an unbelievable amount of work, Harold Davis, as you mentioned, and others, Scott Sherman, who helps us out a lot. We're all volunteers, and Mike and Tim and Howard are basically the basically the only paid employees, and they don't get paid much is the problem. Mike gets hardly anything for what he does. So when you make a contribution to Rollo, you're going to know that it's not going to line somebody's pocket. It's going to go take kids fishing.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And if you were to try to live on Mike's salary, I don't know if you'd even be able to afford beans.
Well, I have found that the vast majority of what I end up getting goes back to buying products and things for the organization that I really don't want to put back on the organization, because they're sometimes crazy ideas that I have, and so I end up doing it on my own, and I have no problems doing that. And it's nice when I see one of those experiments blossom into something that we can then turn into an actual promotion, and that's how a lot of these have gotten started. And so now that I am a manufacturer's rep and I do have access to products at discounted prices, I can't help myself some days. I just have to place orders and get the stuff in. And we've got several things in the works right now that we're looking forward to doing this next year. And that's what's kept this program growing over the years, is just constantly trying to think of things that people will enjoy and be responsive to. But at the end of the day, it's all about getting money in the bank so we can take more kids fishing. And one of the things that we do that's not exciting and is very rarely talked about is we have on our website, which is rollokids.org, there's a place there under donations where you can sign up to give a regular contribution. You can put that put that on a credit card or a debit card or whatever, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month. To me, that is the easiest, simplest way to support this organization. And at the end of the year, it adds up to the point where you can help take 4, 5, 6, 10 kids on their first ocean fishing trip, and you barely even notice that you did it. So a lot of guys buy raffle tickets. We love that. And they, of course, the wheel at the events, that's wonderful. But those guys that have signed up to give us $20 a month or $50 a month, like I say, they hardly notice that they're doing it. But at the end of the day, it makes a huge difference in how much we raise. So I would encourage people to give some thought to that.
Now, we have a number of big fundraisers going on. This is kind of the key fundraising season. You know, we just finished VCS today. But what are all these rods you have? If you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube Live, and of course, listening as a fan, now you can have the theater of the mind or listening to us on the app. Tell us about this whole Batson Custom Rod raffle. Speaking of guys that give a lot.
Well, feels like we're in a custom rod shop.
I know. Right? Look at those rods. Wow.
What you're looking at are I will call them ultra custom built rods that Batson Enterprises made and donated to us. And Bill Batson has been a huge supporter for many years and comes down every summer and helps us with tuna wars and donates tons of rods for the auction. And it's just become an amazing, generous offer that he does every year. So a few years ago, I was at Tackle Day there at Fisherman's Landing, and Bill Batson was down, and we were just discussing the Rollo program and various ways that we've raised money. And I explained to him that we had been given some beautiful custom rods a year or two before that was a result of a custom rod competition, and they donated rods to us. And I told him that we struggled a little bit trying to figure out how to get the most value out of these rods, and so we decided that we would put a package of rods together and we would sell our regular grand raffle tickets, which we sell, it seems like, year round, but it's we sell 6 months, 7 months a year. And to get people to buy those tickets, we would use the custom rods and award them. And so what we ended up doing, I believe, that year was if you bought 10 grand raffle tickets, which would be a $100 donation, then you would be entered to win one of these rods. And we decided we'd give away 6 of the custom rods. And we would do it in such a way that the winners, when they're chosen, got to pick. So the first guy got to choose from actually a collection of 8 rods, and then the second guy got to pick from what's left and so on until we got down to the 6th winner, and he got to pick from the remaining 3, and then the last 2 rods we held off to the side, and we moved those over to the Tuna Wars event. So everybody got to choose a rod. So as I was explaining this to Bill Batson, he said, that sounds really interesting. And I said, well, we just need to find a way to come up with eight really nice rods. And he said, I'll get back to you. And literally, that was on, I think, Tackle Day was a Saturday.
Right.
On Monday, he sent me an email. He said, okay, I got it figured out. He says, I'm going to provide all the blanks, all the guides, all the handle assemblies. We're going to do all that. We're donating everything. And my son is going to build the rods for you. And so that's exactly what happened. Keller built the rods.
These eight rods sitting
behind.
Well,
this is several years ago.
Oh, okay.
So he sends us eight of the most beautiful rods. We did the promotion. It was a huge success. Everybody loved it. We loved it. And the two remaining rods again got shifted over to Tuna Wars, and everything was just wonderful. I couldn't thank him enough. He said, well, we'll do it again next year.
That's so rare.
Well, we're now into the, I believe this is the third year, maybe the fourth, but I think the third year that Bill has donated the rods, Keller has built the rods, and they delivered them to us at the PCS show, and now we're in the process of selling Grand Raffle tickets, which is coming up. We're going to draw it at Day at the Dock.
So how does one win these rods?
Okay, like? You're going to call in today, and you're going to talk to Tim Baker. That number is 951-264-7382. And you're going to tell Tim you want to buy five grand raffle tickets, $50. $50 donation, you're going to be entered into the grand raffle with five tickets. You're then going to have an entry into the custom rod raffle. That is the only way you can get into these custom rod raffles, is to buy five or more raffle tickets from Tim, grand raffle tickets. We started this at the PCS show, sold quite a few. And we're going to continue to sell them right up until Day at the Docks, where we will give away all six of these rods, and we will then do the grand raffle drawing for the $30,000 in prizes. So
that will all happen at Day at the Docks.
It's all going to happen
on April
13th. Absolutely.
Yeah, as well as at Day at the Docks, it's a big day for Rollo, is the big, huge used tackle sale.
Yes, we have, and we got a lot. We got a lot.
Yeah.
The used tackle sale coming up will be, again, at Day at the Docks, and then, of course, we'll also have the wheel there for everybody that loves the wheel. That'll be there. We'll be giving away a bunch of prizes there. So a lot going on. Selling a ton of used tackle, spinning the wheel, and we're going to do these big drawings when we're done.
With the rods. And so the Rollo's Grand Raffle, there's 30 different prizes in that Grand Raffle, right?
Yes.
In addition to the...
Yes, and those can be seen. If you want to see that list, you can go to RolloKids.org. They're all listed there.
Looking down the list, $1,000 Nordstrom gift card. How about that for the wife or something like that?
That'll be a popular
3-day trip on the Royal Polaris, 3-day trip on the American Angler, 3-day trip on the Shogun, 3-day trip on Polaris Supreme, 2-day trip on at H&M, a new New Mexico antelope hunt.
Yeah, that's new. Huh? That's new this year. Kennedy Hunting Services donated that trip or that hunt to us. And that's going to be exciting for whoever wins that.
Yeah. And Santa Maria tri-tip dinner for 12. This is where Tim Baker and Mike Clum come and cook a Santa Maria barbecue.
No, don't include me in the cooking part of that. That's Baker. That's Baker doing that. I may show up and help him clean up. But
yeah,
he's the guy.
And the granddaddy of them all, $2,000 at Summit Gasoline to buy fuel.
That's so
And burritos or whatever.
So let me remind everybody, the way this grand raffle works, we have 30 winners, 30 prizes. The top 10 get pulled in order first, and then those top 10 prizes, we don't assign the prize. We call them in order of how they're drawn and say, which one would you like? And we keep doing that for the top 10 prizes. That way you don't end up with an antelope hunt if you aren't interested in hunting, right?
Yeah.
So, or you don't end up with $2,000 in Summit gas when you live in another state or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
But you could end up with a $500 AFCO gift card or a $500 Turner's Outdoorsman gift card or a $500 Dana Landing gift card or a $500 Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop gift card.
Right, I mean,
it's like there's all kinds of stuff going on. And as you can hear, we're a great show. We have a lot to talk about here. We'll talk fishing, too, with Captain Franks. I'm sure going to have some insight on what his thoughts about this upcoming season, since we're kind of into it now, what his thoughts are. And, of course, talking fun fishing and all kinds of good stuff.
It's just going to be a great show. Yeah, and there's so much cool stuff going on with Rollo and the big day at the docks coming. And like you say, it's just happening. You can... Yesterday at the landing was a very special day. You could just feel the buzz in the air, knowing there were some boats going offshore, you know, scouting around for tuna and the plane flying and that local yellowtail. You can feel the buzz has happened. And we're going to talk about it today. If you want to join us, man, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. The text the show option is so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we have so much fun receiving all the different texts and already a bunch of them flowing through. The only way you can send in your text to Let's Talk Hookup is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Even Spike can figure it out. You can catch all the archive shows. You can call in via the app, and it's the only way that you can text in your questions live to Let's Talk Hookup. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your text is all we need, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get it to you. And speaking of a big prize, one lucky caller or texter, and as always, that's decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Super excited to give that trip away. I know the boys are steady grinding on their maintenance, getting ready to roll down to the Coronado Islands, that Liberty. And I just
Frank, when do you think our Liberty's going to be ready to roll?
Real soon, Pete. He's finished most of his maintenance. I think he's I know he's got a charter, in fact, this coming next Saturday.
Okay. Well, he
so
better get it
he's
finished.
He's going to be as soon as some yellowtails start getting caught at the Coronados, he'll be online and ready to go.
We had the crew from the Liberty helping us with our show, PC, you know, at the PCS show, helping us set up the booth and unload the truck, and those boys are fired up to go, man. And really, everybody's, you know, got very high hopes with the islands. We came off of one of the best Coronado Islands year we've had in, you know, gosh, maybe ever, but a fantastic year. And those guys are really fired up. And they all said the same thing, that the boat's in really good shape and it's really close.
Ready to go.
Well, as you can hear again, we got a great show and we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973 or fire off those texts on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts and more. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving,
you
or just having
hear me?
Fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. shogunsportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. Mike and I were just talking about Doug's yellowtail tree.
The yellowtail tree.
Yeah.
Do you know about, Frank, do you know about Doug's yellowtail tree?
Yes, I do. And he said it was just starting to blossom about three days ago.
Which perfectly coincided with a couple of yellowtails swimming around the way. Then we just need to get one at the landing. It'll be much easier to start booking our springtime trips. We'll just look outside, look at the tree, and as soon as the flowers go, we'll just know it's yellowtail time.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. So, phones are packing up. Texts are rolling through. They want to talk to Frank. They want to talk to Mike. They want to talk to Rollo. Let's jump in.
I think we should do just that. We're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning, getting us started here on the phone. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us and getting us started.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to listen to the show. And I had a great time at the PCS show, shaking hands with Frank and talking to Frank. Mike was the first one to greet me as I was walking in, and he's like, "Hey, have you seen Tim yet?" And I go, "No, he'll be the second guy I see, you know." But watching kids fish is just unbelievable. They get giddy, and it's just it's a lot of fun. But I'm 64, and I'm a big kid, and I get giddy, you know. I got to win one of those Bassin rods. Last year, I was number four, and what a beautiful 9-foot, 6-inch stick that thing is. I mean, it's so pretty you don't even want to fish with it, but it fishes very well. You know, I've got to fish, I've got to win some reels and things like that. I love participating, and, you know, when your caller ID comes up and it's Tim and it's on a Tuesday, you know that you won something. You know, you know, it's fun. And even Mike, right? That,
even
I'd love
Mike.
To see more of the knives so I could have a collection of knives, you know, with Rollo, you know, that was a fun surprise, early in the year. I mean, you're buying tickets anyway, and you get something to go with those tickets. And, so what more could you ask for to have a double chance to win something, you know, and
so how do you buy tickets? You just call up and do it over the phone, John?
Oh, absolutely. I got Tim on my phone. I don't need the number anymore, and I just call him up. I leave a message. He gives me a call back whenever he gets a chance, or I shoot him a text message, right? And, he'll give me a call back when he gets a chance. And, you know, I purchased, a bunch of tickets. And
oh, that's great.
John. I see what it does.
Appreciate what you do. And it's all about taking kids fishing. And thanks a lot for your call this morning. Appreciate
100%.
That. Mike, how does somebody call Tim right now? If they want to buy tickets, they can call him right now and get in on this Datsun Rod giveaway as well as all the other stuff.
And they can do that by calling 951-264-7382. That's 951-264-7382. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to win@rollokids.org. win@rollokids.org. And all he needs is your name and phone number, and he'll call you back in the order that it comes in. We are not limiting the number of these tickets that we're going to sell. So it doesn't, you know, just a matter of getting him your contact info. He'll get back to you and we'll get you. It takes 5 grand raffle tickets. That's $50 donation. And, that will enter you into the custom rod giveaway. If you buy 10, then you'll get 2 entries into the custom rod giveaway, et cetera.
For every five, you get an entry.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly right. And then for the grand raffle, you're in all 30.
All of them.
All 30 drawings that day at the docks. And then for the custom rods, there's going to be six winners. There'll be six
and each ticket is how much?
Well, they're $50. Each ticket is 10, but you got to buy five to get into the custom rods. So it's $50 donation for five grand raffle tickets and one entry into the custom rods.
And you can't buy them online, unfortunately, thanks to the state of California, but you can only do it by calling or emailing win@rallokids.org.
That's right. And it has to be a transaction over the phone. Unfortunately, we can't take payment and we can't take orders because we are based in California. And I know that's crazy. And I know other people say, well, I do it all the time. Well, that's fine, but it's illegal, and we're not going to get in the middle of jeopardizing our organization.
Right.
So we have to
our
do
status.
It in person, like at the shows or over the phone. And the system is a little cumbersome, but it works. And as long as Tim is willing to hang in there and keep returning phone calls, we'll get it done.
Amazing.
The kids win with every single ticket. That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. Rick, you have a great text.
I sure thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show today with Frank and Mike. I'm a huge fan of everything Captain Rallos does. My question is for Frank. I'm going on the Shogun for the first time in May. What are some of the things that we could expect for this trip? Fishing, food, et cetera. I'm also bringing a newbie along with me that's going to need a rail rod for fishing. Are those available on the boat? Can we get them at the landing? He wants to know everything about going fishing on the Shogun this May.
Frank?
Yeah. First of all, a complete set of tackle can be available to any passenger that books for, you know, that will depend on what we're catching. And that's available at basically a no rental charge, but a payment for the new line. Because every time a trip goes and somebody borrows equipment, we put brand new line on those outfits. So it's just the cost of the line, which isn't very much at all. And, what to expect? I would say you're going to have a yellowtail under kelp patties and hopefully some very, very good bluefin tuna fishing.
How's the outlook this week? I was out of town this week, but how the outlook? Did it change? Did it get better? Did that fish move up? I know it was getting closer, right, Frank?
Yeah, there was fish within 100 miles of San Diego, actually within 80 miles of San Diego, and I saw pictures that were taken of some beautiful, huge schools of fish. All the way from 50 to 200 pounds, different schools. So where that fish is today, I do not know. That was about 4 or 5 days ago. Where it is today, I do not know. And, you know, until we can get two or three boats out there, which hopefully, I believe there's one boat going out tonight or went out last night. And I think there's, in the next few weeks, there's going to be quite a few boats going out. So I think we will be into bluefin tuna real, real soon. And, you know, the projection is good. That's all I can say at this point.
Frank, you mentioned the issues with the warranties on the new engines on the Polaris Supreme. When will that be resolved in your eyes?
Well, they say they're planning on going on another sea trial Tuesday afternoon. So hopefully by then that'll be resolved and everything will be good and he'll be on his way on Friday.
On Friday, on his next, that's a 3-day trip, right?
Yeah, that was such a disappointment for us because everything had checked out well. And then the last test, it showed on a computer and it was such a disappointment because Aliar really, really wanted to go last night or yesterday. So it's just a bummer that, you know, you just don't burn up over $300,000 worth of engines or run them without a warranty.
That's for sure.
It's such a bummer because that was such a fun show having Captain Aliar and Captain Max on the radio show last week. And well, you're not kidding. I mean, those guys were chomping at the bit to get this rolling, and you could tell Aliar was so pumped, and we all just felt it. Like, we knew that Polaris Supreme was getting on the ground, and they were going to find that fish, and that trip was going to catch. And I think we were all so excited. I was excited coming in this morning to hear the report. I figured we'd have Aliar calling in. Yeah, we found him last night. We caught these amounts. So definitely a disappointment, but I'm sure those guys will get
them this
real
weekend
soon and get those things going.
Frank, I got to say. Oh, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, Pete, one of the things I want to bring up is we're always looking for new ways. If somebody has an idea of how we can raise more funds so we can take more kids fishing, they can call me or call Mike Lum. But one of the ways that can help us a lot is, as you probably know, there's about maybe four guys that have charters on long range boats, or they're the charter master, and they have raised a lot of money. For example, John Collins is on a trip right now, and I'm willing to bet that he's going to raise $5,000 to $8,000 with raffle items. And, you know, this doesn't have to only apply to long range trips. Guys that have 1 and 2 day trips on charters can easily raise some money for Friends of Rollo. And what better thing can you do in your life than to send kids fishing and help give them something that they can look forward to doing the rest of their life? Once you get that first bite, I just find it hard to believe you're not going to want to go fishing again. So
yeah, no kidding.
There's plenty of ways that people can help, and especially those people that are chartering boats. That can be a great contributor to our funds.
Yeah, and, you know, clubs. What about your club? You know, helping out, doing things. Arnie from Vista has a text here. It says, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Mike, and Frank. Question for Mike and Frank, would Captain Rollo's have any interest in running kids' trips in conjunction with local fishing clubs? It's all about taking more kids fishing. That's a good point, Arnie, and that's something that is certainly available, and we challenge the local clubs to kind of get involved with Rollo.
Let me point
and
something out.
And we already do that.
Yes.
We already do that. All they got to do is call us.
It was on my list of things to talk about, but we've gotten support from a lot of clubs in a lot of different ways. The most recent one that comes to mind is the Inland Empire Fishing Club. They asked if I would come out and speak to them. It's been 8 months ago, something like that. And I went out and reviewed the whole Rollo program with them, and they wanted to know how they could help. And so we got them involved with selling our grand raffle tickets. And like once a month now, they send me a book of the stubs and the money that they collected. So they're selling raffle tickets for us on a regular basis. And pretty much every time they send us a check for 30, I think it's 30 raffle tickets, they send us $300 and the ticket stubs, and we send them another book. And it doesn't sound like all that much, but believe me, it adds up very quickly. And if we had 6 or 8 or 10 clubs doing the same thing, it would be a very substantial way of helping us. And I have no problem coordinating that with the individual clubs at any time they want to get involved.
I also think it should be noted, I know how much work Scott Sherman put into it. I seem like, Mike, I got to do a seminar this week for the Southwestern Yacht Club Anglers Big Bottom Fish Tournament coming up. And I know that those guys are all very passionate about, you know, that tournament that they do, I think it's in its 50th year, 55th year. I mean, and they have raised a lot of money over the years. They have all chosen to do Friends of Rollo as the benefactor of it, just because of what it means to them. Like, that's a long-standing tournament and a long-standing club, and they wanted...
Such an honor for Rollo.
They wanted the money to go to future generations of fishermen, and that's exactly what Rollo does. It's creating fishermen, you know, the next round up.
Absolutely.
And I just thought it was really cool that those guys wanted to do that.
Well, and how appropriate to have Rock Cod Rick doing a Rock Cod seminar at the Southwestern Yacht Club. How'd the seminar go?
That was great. It was my honor to do it. Really fun guys. Yeah. That's a really
super
cool,
great people.
That's a good
and thanks
club
to
guys,
Scott
man.
And the whole group over there at Southwestern Yacht Club.
Very big supporters.
And that's a chunk of change that they're going to be donating.
No doubt about it, man. That's a real one.
For sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. The phones are absolutely packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling us from University City this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is, I have some fishing gear I want to donate, and where can I take that?
You can, depending on where you live, we have several drop-off places. Fisherman's Landing Tackle is one of the more popular places that tackle gets dropped off, and they've got a separate storage area just for us, and you can go in there anytime they're open and drop off tackle. If you need help getting it out of your truck, they'll help you with that as well. And then we pick up from them as the storage area gets full. You can also drop at Dana Landing. You can also drop off at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And if you need something,
any place in the L.A. and Orange County, or,
well, we've got
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Orange
County.
We've got
the Turners in Corona that will accept it as well. But if you're in an area you can't get to any of those I just mentioned, reach out to Tim Baker. Would be tim@rollokids.org by email, and he'll coordinate with you on how to get your merchandise that you want to donate. But dropping it off at the landings is a very common and very popular way to get the product to us.
And just to add to that, there is you need to do nothing. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to. You can literally just show up on a Tuesday afternoon and say, I've got a bunch of stuff. I decided that this was the gear that I've already upgraded. I'd like to donate the rest to Rollo. If you want to just drop it off and wash your hands and away you go, no problem, done deal. Yeah. If you'd like to get a receipt for the value of that donation, we're happy to do that for you too. Whatever it is. It's a
tax deductible donation, right?
Sure.
It's absolutely.
It's a 501c3 corporation.
If you go to rollokids.org, all of our information is there. And if you have any questions at all you have to do is drop us a line. We can answer any questions, mail out receipts, whatever you need.
Thanks, Ed, for that, and appreciate the guy. And all that tackle that we've collected is going to be up for sale at Day at the Docks Sunday, April 13th. So you want to be sure to note that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We've got more of your phone calls, a whole lot more questions with Captain Frank and Mike. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April the 13th, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking Rollo. Springtime is here. Having a great time, Pete.
Absolutely. Well, let's find out what's biting.
All right, man. It is time for the catch report. As always, we got our man standing by, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing today. That report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for 89 cents. Now you can get those killer burritos or sandwiches for your trip, all made fresh daily. Ice is less than half the price of most of the other places. only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice. Also, you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, I've got to say the weather finally cooperated, and we got some weekend trips out. San Diego got out on their first full-day trip today after getting pushed back from last week. So they're going to be go down to the islands there, see what they can find. And we also have the trivia out in a day and a half, and they've been trying to get those out and just been struggling with that. So hopefully we get some good signs from both of those guys. It's getting that time of year, you know, where maybe we'll see some yellowtail, maybe we'll see some bluefin. So definitely keep an eye on the reports for that. Otherwise, those half-day trips that did get out during the week, a nice mix of whitefish and a few other bottom fish in the mix there. Some sheephead, a couple sculpin in there. So definitely check the website. Hopefully the weather stays nice here and we'll get more trips out. But we got those half days up there. We got the San Diego trip. We got a 2-day on the Pacific Voyager, a couple of them trying to get out during the week here. Next weekend, a 2.5-day on the Pacific Voyager, day and a half on the tribute there. So lots of options. C4thLanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all those trips. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get that gear tuned up because the season's about to get rolling here. And get on trip and get out there, you know, and hopefully the weather stays good and I can actually give you guys a little meteor report next weekend.
I like it. Boy, it sure feels right, man. This is just C4 sport fishing weather. It's just time to go, Marco. So we're excited. Glad to hear that there's several opportunities to go fishing with you coming up this weekend. We'll look forward to another full report next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much.
Appreciate it very much. And Mike just handed me one of the rods.
I think that's my favorite of the batch.
What a beautiful rod, but I love the name. It's a Judge, right? It's the Judge LB, and it's got to be a 710. It's got to be a rail rod, do you think?
I don't think so. That's a live, no? The LB is a live bait series. That's a beautiful rod.
But what a beast of a rod.
Yeah, the Judge series from Batson are really nice. They're graphite and fiberglass composite rods. As you can feel from hanging onto that thing, it's incredibly light.
Yes.
That one's got all those Alps guys. That one's my favorite.
I can see it on YouTube and Facebook Live. It's quite the rod. That's just one example.
Look at how the reel seat has the color coordinated spots in it.
There's a cutout. So it's a gunmetal reel seat with those cobalt blue hoods and collet nuts on it. But there's like a cutout in the reel seat so you can see the blue inside of the gray seat.
Blank.
And then the guides, the insert ring on the guides matches the same color as the wraps and the reel seats. Like that was
pretty cool.
Very, very well put together. That's beautiful.
And it's got the Rollo logo on it. That's all the giveaway rods are going to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. The phones are packed up. This time, we're going to talk to Robert, and he's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Robert, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show. I just wanted to do a shout-out for Christy from Dawson Insurance. I'm at Lake Castaic right now getting ready to launch. My insurance company canceled me yesterday, and in 45 minutes last night, that lady had me hooked up, and she is all of fun and the greatest person.
Yeah, for sure. Christy does miracles. She did the same for me. Like, I couldn't get insurance in Mexico on my boat. Called Christy, had it handled like in a day. It was no problem. Frank, I know she does wonders for you guys in the fleet too, right?
Absolutely.
I heard her talking on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she mentioned that she was insuring a lot of the boats in the harbor, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to call her. 45 minutes later, I had a text, I have insurance. She's awesome.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, thanks. Story. Hey, good luck fishing at Castaic. Sounds a little breezy up there today. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Yeah, Frank, the other thing, too, that we should say about Dawson is when somebody's going on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, the trip insurance, right, Frank?
Well, any long-range boat. So, you know, it's something that people quite often feel, well, I'm going on the trip for sure. Nothing's going to go wrong. Well, then 2 weeks before the trip, somebody, a wife hurts herself, sprains her bank, sprains her ankle or hurts her back or whatever. There's always something that comes up. Not always, but quite often.
It happens.
So having the trip insurance just guarantees your, saves your money, and nobody loses. It's, everybody's a winner. And yes, it costs a few bucks, but it's not ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, no, it's pretty reasonable for what you get, for sure. Definitely. You have a great text, right,
Rick? I thought so, yeah, definitely. It says, guys, can you name some of the boats that participate in taking the kids fishing? I love Captain Rollo's, and I want to support the people that are supporting you. My second question is, how does the gear and supplies work? Is it rental rods from the landing? Do different manufacturers donate rods? And lastly, how many kids do you guys take out on a single trip? Congratulations for all the hard work you guys put in.
Well, we work from landings all the way from San Diego up to San Francisco Bay, so it depends entirely on where the group is coming from and what makes best sense for them. We do an awful lot of trips out of the San Diego landings, all three of them, and then we do a lot out of Dana Wharf up there in Orange County, and then we work north up into Marina Del Rey, and we do trips out of Santa Barbara. So most all the landings have boats available to us, and it just depends on the time of the year and boat availability. And, of course, we have some boats that do a really generous job with us, and we get very good rates. We provide a hot lunch with every trip, so the kids get a hamburger, a hot dog, whatever it is. And then as far as the tackle, we use the boats, the landing's rental tackle. We don't try to provide tackle for each trip on our own. We rely on the boats to do that, and that works out really well for us. When we collect used tackle, which we talk about regularly, that tackle is actually not used for taking kids fishing. It is used to generate money to take kids fishing. The way this program works is other groups of children apply to us, and they say, look, I've got, you know, 35, 40, 45 kids that I would like to take out. How does this work? They fill out a short application contact.
Which you can do it right online.
Yes, very easily.
RolloKids.org.
Super easy. Yes. RolloKids.org. And fill out the form. Howard Coolidge will contact you and find out how many kids and the time frame and the location. And then once all those details are worked out, we coordinate and schedule the boat. And then, of course, the entire trip is paid for. And your responsibility is to get your kids to and from the landing. We take care of everything else. We do also work in partnership with a lot of groups who may not have the funds to do the entire trip themselves, and so we end up sharing the cost, and we're very open to that. We have some groups that are funded well enough they can actually pay for the trip, which is wonderful, but they still need help coordinating it, getting the discount on the boats, et cetera. So we do that well as well. So any combination of those things, we try to make it a minimum of 30 kids per boat. 35, 40 is actually preferable in most cases, but if you've got a group of 30 kids, contact us, and we'll try to do our best to get you on a boat and get the schedule so that it works for your group.
All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck, and he's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. Man, spring fishing's here, and we missed the first trip. I was, like Ricky said, I was waiting for the call-in, you know. Crazy, but I challenge all you guys. I just got my tickets on the last break, and I had to cut them short so I can get back to listening to the show.
So you called that number. What's the number, Mike?
The number is 951-264-7382.
And Tim picked up the phone, and you bought your tickets, right?
Yep. Yeah, he said he needed stuff to do. Call in.
All right.
Oh, he's awesome. A busy guy, man. But we got talking about how cool those bass and rods are, and the giveaway, the energy they bring. You know, I was telling them, a gal won a yellow tail stick, and it was her first stick. She didn't even have one. Now she started out with a custom wrap. That's a hook for life. And then a Marine won one, and I talked to him, told him how many hours were in it. He was just sitting there staring at it. They're just works of art.
They
how
are
cool all that
fits. And it's a bonus. Go, you know? Yeah, it's a bonus for this Rollo raffle, which is super cool.
Yeah, you buy those five tickets to get into the grand raffle, which is 30 prizes that total $30,000+. And then as an extra, if you buy five of them, then you get entered into this custom rod drawing as well. So it's really a very good opportunity. And like I repeatedly say, the kids win with every single ticket that gets bought.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Chuck. Appreciate it very much, and thanks for being a supporter of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. Brian in Newport has a good text. Good morning, guys. I love Friends of Rollo. Takes thousands of kids fishing, showing them the amazing sport all we all love. My favorite thing to do at fishing shows is to see Tony G at the Rollo booth spin the wheel. Thanks for all that you do. And that, you know, Tony G is just one of several, or certainly Tony G is one of the top of the line.
He's the most colorful,
right?
I will say that for him.
Yeah, for
usually
sure.
That color is orange, yeah. But he is unbelievable and so generous with his time.
Yeah.
I don't think I have ever asked him to come to an event that he didn't, before I even finished what the event was, said, I'll be there.
That's cool.
He is unbelievable.
He just is one of those guys, like several people that support not only Rollo but also CCL, all the volunteers that do all kinds of good stuff in our fishing world. It's a good group.
When we were at PCS, Tony's definitely who made it really special for Wyatt. You know, he's just so animated and loud and fun and keeps that wheel going. And Tony's the reason that Wyatt was so fired up. It was really cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour on the stream and the app. We're going to be looking forward to joining you there. You got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. We're going to see you then.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's Calstar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all Calstar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new Calstar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's Calstar at fine tackle dealers. When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April the 13th, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.